This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. What would you like to get off your chest? Are you holding on to secrets, fears, or frustrations? We all carry around different stressors, both big and small. Don't keep it all bottled up inside. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and work through whatever is weighing you down. It's also a great way to learn to resolve conflict, change negative thought patterns, and more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BeHereNow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BeHereNow.
After experiencing the transformative power of a regular meditation practice, it's natural to feel inspired to share this gift and guide others on their own journey of discovery through meditation. Join Buddhist teacher David Nichtern and Duncan Trussell, comedian and creator of the Netflix animated series The Midnight Gospel, for a free online event on Tuesday, May 7th at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. They'll discuss the profound practices of mindfulness in Dharma Moon's renowned mindfulness meditation teacher training program. Get certified by Dharma Moon to teach meditation, lead group practice sessions, and work with individual students. Visit dharmamoon.com/BeHereNow for more info and to reserve your spot for the free online event with David Nichtern and Duncan Trussell.
Maharaj is like the sun, and I'm just a fruit hanging on a tree, and I ripen at my own rate according to the way the sun shines on me and my own karmas. So it's up to him to keep my heart open, and it's up to me to try to keep remembering him.
Welcome to the Krishnadas Pilgrim Heart Hour. In this podcast, Krishnadas shares his warm-hearted and down-to-earth path to the divine. If you are interested in supporting Krishnadas's podcast, please go to BeHereNowNetwork.com/KD.
Jayanti Mangala Kali Bhadra Kali Kapalini Durga Shama Shiva Datri Swaha Swadha Namostute Jayatvam Devi Shamande Jaya Bhutarthi Harini Jaya Sarvagate Devi Kalaratri Namostute Madhukaitab Vidravi Datri Virade Namaha Rupam Dehi Jayam Dehi Yasho Dehi Visho Jehi Rupam Dehi Jayam Dehi Yasho Dehi Visho Jehi Vishasura Niranashi Atanam Sukade Nama Rupam De Chayam De Yashode Yashudvishode Rupam De Chayam De Yashode Vishode Shambhasya Eva Shambhasya Dumrakshasya Charmardini Rupam Dehi Chayam Dehi Yashodehi Tvishodehi Rupam Dehi Chayam Dehi Yashodehi Tvishodehi Natebhya Sarvadha Bhaktya Chandike Duritapahe Rupam Dehi Chayam Dehi Yashodehi Tvishodehi Rupam Dehi Chayam Dehi Yashodehi Tvishodehi Desobhagyam Arogyam Dehi me paramasuyam Rupam Dehi Chayam Dehi Yashodehi Vishodehi Rupam Dehi Chayam Dehi Yashodehi Vishodehi Dehi Devi Kalyanam Dehi Param Shriyam Rupam Dehi Chayam Dehi Yashodehi Vishodehi Rupam Dehi Chayam Dehi Yashodehi Vishodehi Drani Pati Sadbhava Pujite Parameshwari Rupam Dehi Chayam Dehi Yashodehi Vishodehi Rupam Dehi Chayam Dehi Yashodehi Vishodehi Patni Manorama Dehi Novratanu Sarini Tarinim Durga Samsara Sagarasya Kulopava Rupam Dehi Chayam Dehi Yashodehi Tvishodehi Rupam Dehi Chayam Dehi Yashodehi Tvishodehi I wanna know what love is Want you to show me I wanna feel what love is You can show me. I want to know what love is. I want you to show. I want to feel what love is. No, you can show me upon the giant day. You're sure day.
Okay, let's take some questions. Krishna Das, your version of Om Namah Shivaya is different, is a different tune from the one I learned at an ashram. So I was wondering, are chants universal in the tune and chant? Are they stories or names of God? What are they? That's a lot of questions. Yes, these are the names of God, Om Namah Shivaya. Everything I sing pretty much has to do with the name, the mantras that are the names of the divine, the sacred. The chants are not necessarily universal in tune because different I'm from Long Island, so I sing like I'm from Long Island. I don't sing like I'm from New Delhi or Mumbai or Chennai or somewhere, you know. I sing like I'm from Long Island. But I sing, but the chants themselves, the names are universal. The tunes can be different. The music doesn't make much difference other than to suck you in to remembering to chant the name. And these are not stories. What I just sang before this were mantras to the goddess, Durga. And they weren't stories, but they're descriptions of the goddess. Let's see if I can. I may not even be able to know the meanings of most of them. Yeah, so the phrase that we sang over and over, Rupam Dehi, Jayam Dehi, Yasho Dehi, Dvisho Jehi, it means Rupam Dehi, give me your form, make me one with you. Rupam Dehi, Jayam, give me victory, give me may I be victorious over negative energy, over, in the mythology, in the stories, the myths, which are not necessarily untrue, but in the stories, the goddess is empowered by all the gods. All the gods give her their weapons, and she manifests herself with 10 arms and goes out and fights the demons and destroys the negativity. Upam Dehi Jayam Dehi, Yashor, give me auspiciousness, everything that is good. And Dvisho Jehi, basically that means destroy all jealousy and envy, I think is what it really comes down to, things that destroy the heart, that ruin your peace of mind. But I'm not entirely sure about that. So all those mantras are different forms that describe different forms of the goddess. For instance, Om Jayanti Mangala Kali, victory to you, O glorious, blessed goddess Kali, the auspicious Kali, the one with the mala of skulls. Durga Kshama Shiva Dhatri, O Durga, the patient one, the good one, the bestower of goodness, and Swaha Swadha are the mantras of offering into the fire. Namostute, I bow to you. So these are mantras that describe aspects of the deity. But the names specifically don't really necessarily describe qualities. They're more about zooming right in on the essence of those beings, the great beings. I hope that's relatively unclear. Krishna, do you feel that your love for Maharaji has increased more now than when he was in the body? My father was blessed to be in his company and said Maharaji behaved like a normal human being and did not let people reveal his miracles. I feel my father is now more attached to Maharaji and we feel the same. Well, yeah, that's very true. Maharaji did not let people talk about him or write about him. You could talk about him, of course, but he didn't let anything be published about himself. He didn't want publicity. He didn't need publicity. He just did what he had to do. He's the one who brought people to him, and then he sent them away when they were finished with, when he was finished doing what he had to do. And he didn't need you to be there physically to help you and bless you. And for the most part, he looked like he behaved like a normal human being, but the closer you looked, there was nothing very normal. Although he, you know, he ate, walked around, and talked. But he knew everything. And he showed you that he did. And he managed to find ways to open your heart. The real magic was the love. And normal human beings can't do that the same way. So, and yes, I do feel that my relationship with him has deepened more now than, I suppose you could say, than when I was with him physically, but that implies, like, I think I'm making it deeper, which is not the case. Maharaj is like the sun, and I'm just a fruit hanging on a tree, and I ripen at my own rate according to the way the sun shines on me and my own karmas. So it's up to him to keep my heart open, and it's up to me to try to keep remembering him. Oh, next question. How would I translate Rupam Dehi Jayam Dehi? I just did that. There is such a thing, yes. Is there such a thing as animal sacrifice to Kali in India? Yes, there is. And these days, I don't believe it's as prevalent as it was in the old days. And this is based on a very tamasic understanding of things and a very tamasic relationship with the divine. You know, Maharaji made a temple to the goddess Durga inside this temple compound. And up in the hills, Kali is worshipped much more than Durga. So somebody said to him, why didn't you make a temple to Kali? And he said, these miserable people around here will be dragging their goats in and slitting their throats here in the temple. And he didn't want that. So it's part of a long ancient culture's way of worshiping. And even though we don't believe in that at this point in our lives, there's a lot of places in the world that believe differently than we do. And they do all kinds of rituals and all kinds of celebrations and all kinds of sacrifices that we would not consider proper. The temple in Kenchi, the Durga temple in Kenchi is to the form of the goddess, which is called Vaishnavi Devi, the Shakti of Vishnu. See, Kali and Durga are considered to be the manifest Shaktis of Shiva. And that's where you get into, where you can get into those lower forms of sacrifice. For the Shakti of Vishnu, they say you can't even crack a coconut inside the temple because she takes no sacrifices like that. It's a much more sattvic, harmonious, open, loving reality and relationship. I am afraid to go to sleep because I don't want to lose my awareness. Every morning I wake up with the blinders on. I struggle with plugging in after sleeping. How can I overcome this? Your fear is not fear of losing your awareness. You can't lose your awareness. Not now, not ever. Awareness is actually who you are. Awareness is who we are. It's our true nature, consciousness, being, awareness. whatever you're calling awareness is egoistic fixation on external things. When you go to sleep, technically you're not aware of the outside world. But when you wake up, the outside world is still there. That doesn't mean you had no awareness when you were sleeping. It just means that the awareness was deeper than you were aware of. Because the ego can never be aware of the deeper presence. So I would simply relax. And your fear of sleep, I don't think it has to do with anything spiritual. I think it's some kind of other issue that you have going on, and I certainly am not qualified to talk about that, because I don't know. But awareness doesn't go anywhere. You're always here, whether you're awake or asleep. And the deepest samadhis, or the deepest recognition of awareness, you can actually maintain that awareness when you are asleep, because it's just the body that goes to sleep. But because we're identified with our body and our senses, when the body shuts down, we think we've lost awareness, where the ego has. But the soul is always aware. So if you're worried about that, just find your soul and you'll be fine. But like I said, I think there's other stuff going on there. Awareness doesn't go anywhere, and you can't lose it even if you tried. If Maharaji didn't want anyone to write about him, why did Be Here Now happen? Well, it happened because one day on Ram Dass's first visit to India, when he was staying in the temple, one of Maharaji's devotees came to him and told him, Maharaji sends blessings for your book. Ram Dass didn't even know what he was talking about. What book, you know? So when he came back to America, he tried to write a book, and it was terrible. And he gave up. And then he started traveling and giving lectures. And these lectures were recorded. And just so happened, one of the people who used to come to the lectures, a wonderful friend of ours, Lillian North, had been a court stenographer. So she transcribed all the lectures, made a huge document, and it just happened by itself, actually. And that was the book, Be Here Now, the book that played a huge part in opening up the hearts of many, many people in the world. Millions of copies have been sold. Millions of copies. What did Neem Karoli Baba teach about meditation and prayer, how to, importance, or did he only encourage devotional chanting? Well, one time, many years after Maharaji left the body, I was at the temple, and I was sitting with Siddhi Ma, his great devotee, and I asked her just that question. I said, Ma, should I meditate or should I chant? So she said, what do you like to do? Oh, duh. Well, I like to chant. Then? But she said something else after that. She said that Maharaji, she said, Krishnadas, in 40 years with Maharaji, not once did he ask me to meditate. In other words, to try to do some practice to attain a deeper spiritual awareness or a trance or a samadhi or something like that. Not once did he ask me to meditate. He asked me to do japa, to repeat the name, but he never asked me to meditate. And he said that the deeper states of consciousness cannot be brought about by your egoistic will. Okay, I'm going to do this. He said, you can't do it that way. He said, they will arise naturally as the heart is purified. And for the heart, for purification of the heart, he asked us to repeat the names of God, to sing or chant or quietly do japa. Now, japa is technically, it is meditation, but it's not what I was thinking about, nor is it what you are thinking about. But it is a very powerful practice that prepares us for deeper states of consciousness that will arise naturally as we are ready for them. That's what he said. So I don't know, I have no comment on that other than that's what he said. That's it, no more questions? A couple of these questions are not appropriate for this time frame. Okay, no more questions. We'll sing more. I'm having some technical issues tonight. I hope it sounds okay. I think Mercury is in retrograde, so things are breaking and changing and have to be reorganized and here with all the technical stuff. So, but I hope it sounds okay. That mantra to Hanuman. Om Hum Hanumate Hanumate Namah Namaha. Om Hum Hanumate Namaha. Let's all sing this together. Om Hum Hanumate.
Namah.
Namaste.
Shri Guru Charan Sarojaraja Nijamam Parasudhai Balano Raghubhara Bimala Jasu Chodaya Kupalachai Buddhihin Tanu Janike Sumeram Pavana Kuma Balabuddhi Vidya Dehu Mohi Adu Kalis Bikar Siyavara Ramachandra Jesharanam Jaya Hanuman Jnana Gunasar Sati Hon Loka Uja Ramadukta Tulita Baladhan Anjani Putra Pan Sutana Mahavira Bikram Bajarangi Kumati Nevar Sumati Kesan Kanchano Varana Viraja Subesa Kanan Kundala Kanchita Kesa At Bhaja Purdhvaja Vira Kande Munja Jane Osa Shankara Suvana Kesari Nan Eja Pratapa Mahajagavan Vidhyavana Guni Ati chato ram kaja kari beko atu Prabhu charta suni beko rasya Ram lakana sita manabase Ukshma rupa darasya hindekav Kata rupa daralanka jara Ima rupa Padari Asura Sanghari Ramachandra Kekaja Savari Laisa Nivana Lakana Niyaya Shri Raghuvira Harshi Ulalai Raghupati Kinhi Bohat Barai Tumama Priya Hrtai Samabai Sasabhada Tumaroja Saga Asakai Shri Pati Kantalaga Sanakadika Brahma Dimunisa Arada Sharada Sahita Ahisa Yamakubera Digapala Jahante Kabiko Bidakai Sake Kahante Mupakar Sugriva Inkinha Rama Melai Rajapada Dina Tumaro Mantra Vibhishanamana Lankeshwara Bhaya Sabha Jagajan Yuga Sahasra Jojana Parabhan Nilyothai Madhura Palajan Abhu Mudrika Mele Mukamahi Chala Dilange Gaya Charajanahi Urgama Kaja Jagatke Jete Sugama Anugra Tumare Tete Ram Duare Tumarakavare Gotana Agya Binu Pezar Sab sukhlahe tumhari sharana Mara chak ka hoko dara Aapan tej samharo aape Ino loka hank ten kaampe Put pisashan kat nahi aave Mahavir Javanam sunave Nase roga hare sabbapir Japata nirantara hanumatabir Sankatate hanuman churao
Vachana Dana Jola Vaparam Tapasviraja Tina Ke Kaja Sakala Tumasaja Oramanorata Joko Elave Sove Amita Nirvana Palapave Chalam Yugaparatapa Tumar Parasiddha Jagata Ujjaya Sadhu Santa Ketumarakava Asura Nikandana Ramadula Ashta Siddhino Nidhikedata Asavaradina Janakimata Ramarasayana Tumare Pasa Sadaraho Rupati Kedasa Mare Bhajana Rama Kopai Anam Janam Keduka Bisarave Antakala Raghubara Pura Jai Jahan Janam Hare Bhakta Kai Lord Devata Chitana Darai Hanumata Se Sarva Sukha Karai Sankata Kate Mite Sabha Pira Jo Sumere Hanumata Balabira Te Je Je Hanuman Gosai Vakaro Guru Deva Kinai Jo Satabara Pata Karakoi Dahi Bandi Mahasukohoi Oya Pare Hanuman Chalisa Oya Siddhi Saki Garisa Lasidas Sadari Chera Ide Na Hrdaya Mahandera Avanitanaya Sankata Harana Mangala Murti Rup Siyara Rama Lakana Sita Sahita Hrdaya Sarsura Bhupa Siyavara Rama Chandra Pada Jesharanam Mangal Murti Maruta Nandana Sakala Mangala Mula Nikandana Mangala Murti Maruta Nandana Sakala Mangala Mula Nikandana Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram 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 Jai Ram Jai Jai 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 Ram Thank you.
Yesiyaram Jay Baba Hanuman Sankatam Ocham Kripanidhan. Yesiyaram Jay Baba Hanuman Karuna Sagar Kripanidhan. Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Sita Ram Jai Sita Ram Sita Ram Jai Sita Ram Sitaram Jai Sitaram Sitaram Jai Sitaram Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram 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 Sita Ram Jai Sita Ram Sita Ram Jai Sita Ram Sitaram Jai Sitaram Sitaram Jai Sitaram Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram 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 Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai
I'm going to sing the Arti, which I've sung before. I don't know that I ever read the translation to you or not, but I'm going to do that tonight also. This is a chant that's sung to the Guru. And it looks at the Guru as a fully enlightened being, as one with God. The Guru who's out of his kindness compassion, taking charge of our lives. Guru who removes problems from our life and gives us everything that we need to be successful in our spiritual journey. So, Jaya Jagadish Hare means hail to the Lord of the universe, Jagadish. And we sang this to Maharaji. K.K. Shah taught it to us, and we used to practice it every night when we came home from the temple for being with Maharaji. And we were trying to really learn it, and we wanted to do the first Guru Puja to Maharaji by Westerners. So we're really very intensely learning it. And we planned to surprise him on a Tuesday, which was Hanuman's day, is Hanuman's day. And so we bought all the special things, these little metal plates and special lamps, and we had ghee wicks so we can offer the light to him. Arti is actually, I think, the name of the lamp that in which the light is offered to the guru. And we had arranged for a huge amount of sweets to be brought to the temple on Tuesday to distribute. So on Monday, we were waiting for Maharaja to come out, and he banged the doors open and came out. It was like a kid. And he said, "Sing the arti, sing it now, sing it now." You know, how did he know? No one told him, I guarantee you. But it was like a kid, he couldn't wait. So we ran and got our books, and we just stood around him and we sang to him. And in that moment, after we finished singing, there was such an incredible, deep silence. And in that, and Maharaji sat there also perfectly still, which was really unusual because he's always moving and laughing and talking. He was just boom. And in that silence after the arti, from my deepest heart arose the knowing that I was seeing my guru with my own eyes, I knew he was my guru. I've been feeling him for years, even before I came to India after meeting Ram Dass. But this was a deeper level, a whole different level of knowing that he was my guru. A very powerful moment for me. So, hail to the Lord of the universe, who in an instant removes the troubles of devotees and humble people. Meditating on you brings these fruits. Sorrows of the heart are destroyed. Happiness and wealth come to the home, and physical sickness is removed. You are my mother and father. From whom else can I seek refuge? Without you, there's no one. I have no other hope. You are the complete supreme self, the indwelling presence. Beyond Brahma, you are the supreme Lord, the master of all. You're an ocean of compassion, the one who nurtures all. I am the servant. You are the master. Shower your grace on me. You are the unseen one, the Lord of all life. O merciful one, how can I ever find you with my mind so defiled? Brother of the helpless, Reliever of sorrows, you are my protector. Raise your hand in blessing. I'm lying at your door. O Lord, remove my impurities, take away my sins. Increase my faith and devotion so that I can serve the saints. Hail to the Lord of the universe.
Hare Swami Jai Jagadish Hare Bhakta Janan Ke Sankat Dina Janan Ke Sankat Shaname Durakare Om Jai Jagadish Hare Chodhyave Pallapave Dukkha Binase Mannaka Dukkha Binase Mannaka Sukha Sampatti Gara Ave Sukha Sampatti Tigara ave kashtamite tanaka Om Jai Jagadish Hare Mata Pita Tuma Mere Sharana Gahun Kisaki Sharana Gahun Kisaki Tum bina aur na duja Tum bina aur na duja Aashkaron jisaki Om Jai Jagadish Hare Tum karuna ke saga Tum palan karta Tum palan karta Main sevak tum swami Main sevak tum swami Kripa karo bharta Om Jai Jagadish Hare Tuma Purana Paramatma Tuma Antarayami Tuma Antarayami Parabrahma Parameshwara Parabrahma Parameshwara Tuma Sabke Swami Om Jai Jagadish Hare Tuma Ho Ek Agochar Sabke Pranapati Sabke Pranapati Kisa Vidhi Milun Daya Maya Kisa Vidhi Milun Daya Maya Tumko Main Kumati Om Jai Jagadish Hare Dina Bandhu Dukkha Harta Tuma Rakshak Mere Tuma Rakshak Mere Apne Haath Uthao Apne Haath Uthao Dwar Para Tere Om Jai Jagadish Hare
Vishaya Vikara Mithao Papaharo Deva Swami Papaharo Deva Shraddha Bhakti Barhao Shraddha Bhakti Barhao Santana Ki Seva Om Jai Jagadish Hare Jai Jagadish Hare Prabhu Jai Jagadish Hare Bhakta Janan Ke Sankata Dina Janan Ke Sankata क्षण में दूर करे ओम जय जगदीश हरे ओम जय जगदीश हरे ओम जय जगदीश हरे Siyavara Ramachandra ki jai Shri Pavanasut Hanuman ki jai Shri Umapati Mahadeva ki jai Shri Vrindavan Banki Bihari Lal Shri Krishna Baladeva Bhagavan ki jai Shri Sri Vindhyavasini Durga Devi Siddhimai ki jai Sri 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 Bhavanim Karoli Santa Maharaja Ki Jai. If we know anything about a path at all, it's only because of the great beings that have gone before us. Out of their love, out of their kindness, they left some footprints for us to follow. So, in the same way that they wish for us, in the same way that they wish for us, we wish that all beings everywhere, all of us, be safe, be happy. That all of us have good health and enough to eat. And may we all live in peace and at ease of heart, at ease of heart with whatever comes to us in life. Namaste. Take good care, be safe, and see you again. Ram Ram.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. What would you like to get off your chest? Are you holding on to secrets, fears, or frustrations? We all carry around different stressors, both big and small. Don't keep it all bottled up inside. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and work through whatever is weighing you down. It's also a great way to learn to resolve conflict, change negative thought patterns, and more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/beherenow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/beherenow.